Hi, lovely ladies and Flourish listeners. This is Natalie Wilson, and what I'm talking to you today about is something almost every woman has done at some point in her life. Overthink and obsess. Now, obsessing as a term for how much you adore your dog, like I do mine, is not really what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about obsessing over something you said or did, or what someone else said or did, checking to see if someone texted you or how many likes you get on Facebook or Instagram, maybe obsessing over a guy and him ghosting you, or an ex. That's the overthinking and obsessing we're going to be talking about today. First, let me tell you a little about me. I help single women find love and love their life. I'm a life coach that focuses on making you a brain boss using cognitive psychology tools and concepts mixed with a little LOA and spirituality. I believe we are all made for love, and it's not just for certain women. We work on the relationship with yourself, men, and your mindset. Many of my clients come to me paralyzed in doubt, second guessing, and spinning in indecision. These are all common traits of perfectionists and people pleasers. They wonder why a guy hasn't texted or how to say no to a guy, if they're being too picky, or if they're just ignoring their fears. What I do as a coach is causal coaching. We get to the cause of any problem. That way we can solve it instead of putting a band-aid over it. What I've found is that overthinking, or spinning in thought loops, or second-guessing, whatever you want to call it, is caused by 5 main lies. For each lie, I'm going to give you some examples of what it sounds like in your life, and then a truth to counteract it. Get ready. Now, why is this important? Because overthinking and obsessing are stealing time and mental and emotional energy from you. It's energy and time you could put towards being the woman you want to be, dating the guy you want to date, pursuing the dreams you want to create in your life, and not waiting on life anymore. We literally waste time losing sleep, feeling overwhelmed and anxious when we could be out experiencing the greatness of life. So, here are the 5 lies. The first one, this is a problem. Lie number 1. Basically, your brain isn't designed to help you succeed. It's designed to help you survive. What your brain is doing is looking for problems all the time, just to make sure that you're okay. It's really the part of our brain that keeps us alive, that keeps us safe, it keeps us working as humans. But what it's also doing is it's creating perceived problems, meaning they actually may not be real problems. So this first lie, it's a problem, is something that we believe about a circumstance in the world. But circumstances in the world don't create problems. Your mind does. Let me give an example. Age. When you're 25, you might be thinking, I love being 25. I love my job. I love having my friends. I love getting to travel, all those things. But you could also be 25 thinking, ugh, I'm 25 and I'm not married. It's a problem. My age, 25, is a problem. Or you could be 40 and not married and thinking, well, 40-year-olds, that my age is a problem. Nobody wants to date a 40-year-old. Weight, body, could be a perceived problem. You, whatever the number is, you could be thinking, that might be too much. That might not be enough. Whatever it is, you are creating the problem with your mind, because somebody else with the exact same weight might have a different concept a different thought about that same weight. Coworkers and bosses, the type of guys that come around that you meet, texts or emails that you get from coworkers, bosses, and guys, silence, ghosting, other people's opinions. Those are all things that our mind decides are problems. And because it believes it's a problem, it goes to work to solve it. Just like it would perceive a bear coming at you as a problem, and it goes to work to solve it, it is thinking the same thing about all of these things. But it's not true. Your age, your weight, your coworkers, guys, texts, emails, other people's opinions don't have to be problems. Another way that our minds make us think that there are problems when there aren't is by looking at the past. Looking at whatever happened in the past, a conversation, a relationship, whatever it is, and deciding whatever happened in the past is a problem. And because it thinks it's a problem, it goes to work trying to solve it. And then you have the problems that are in the future, right? The worst case scenarios. We never go to the best case scenarios. Worst case scenarios come through our brains and they stay there. And not only will one worst case scenario pop up, we can have several, right? We imagine the worst and our minds believe this is a problem. So we have to think about it. We have to figure it out. It might be telling someone no. It might be it's been 2 hours and there's been no text or response or email. It might be, this guy won't call me his girlfriend. These are all just examples of what perceived problems are in your life, meaning they are just circumstances that happen in the world and your mind has decided it's a problem. But it's a lie. It doesn't have to be a problem. Your belief system, meaning the system of how you've been thinking since you were young, childhood, learned from adults, learned from your environment, the conditioning you had at schools, in your family, in your culture, that belief system becomes your manual, meaning that's what you believe to be true and that's how you operate. And so if in your culture, 25 is old to get married, you're going to believe it's a problem. Beliefs, though, are not rent-free, meaning they are costing you something. And what most of these perceived problems, this lie, are costing you is that time, mental energy, emotional energy, sleep, anxiety, feeling of overwhelmed that you get. So let's get rid of this lie, ladies. Here is one truth I want to offer you to counteract that lie. It's possible this isn't a problem. It's possible this isn't a problem. Just last night, I woke up, and as I was drifting back to sleep, something popped in my head. A conversation I had with someone. And I started thinking about the conversation, and I started thinking about what she said, and I started thinking about what I said. And my brain was thinking, this is all a problem. And we need to solve it right now at 4:30 in the morning. Can you relate? But as I was laying there and I realized what was happening in my brain, I offered that truth. It's possible that this is not even a problem. And I promise you, after I kept thinking about that, I went to sleep. My brain let it go. Lie number 2. There is a right way and a wrong way. This is what people in the psychology field label as all or nothing thinking. Thinking in extremes. And I like to add, it has a righteous judgment to it. Meaning that there's always judgment people have, but it's the righteous judgment that there's like a wrong way or a right way, or you're doing it wrong and he's doing it wrong, that gets in the way. And again, your brain is just trying to keep you alive. It's trying to keep you from going down the wrong path. So it begins this all or nothing thinking, meaning if I don't hit my goal, then I'm a failure. It's like either I'm a success or I'm a failure. When we're dating, we're either friends or we're serious. There's no in between. You're either a good guy or you're a bad guy. This is either a good decision or a bad decision. You're either healthy or you have contracted something and are about to die. And again, this is just our brains trying to keep us alive. It's just what it's made to do. But this all or nothing thinking doesn't help us. It doesn't help us be the kind of woman that we want to be in any relationship or show up authentically and confidently. What else does it sound like? Well, maybe like, what's wrong with me? I'm too serious. Or I'm not thin enough. It could be something that you might think about dating. I'm alone on a Friday night again. Nobody likes me. Hear that all or nothing language? No one likes me. Online dating doesn't work for me. You might have gone on a few dates. You might have met a few guys. Let's even say 50 guys. But all of a sudden you think, this doesn't work for me. Or all the guys are losers and are weird that I meet online. That all or nothing thinking just doesn't help your brain stop the overthinking. Or what about the guy himself? You could be thinking, he was just the wrong guy. He just has everything wrong with him. Or he always talks about his exes. If he wants me to meet his coworkers, then we must be serious. This all or nothing thinking is what will keep your brain up at night and keep you overthinking, second guessing, and doubting, because you're thinking there has to be one way or the other, which again is just a lie. There is the in-between. There is the gray. It is not black or white. So, to counteract this lie, I want to offer you the thought, it's possible I'm wrong about this. It's possible I'm wrong about this. It really allows our brains to open up to, okay, maybe online dating could work for me. It hasn't worked for me in the past, but it could, right? Or maybe I'm not too serious. I could be wrong about that. And I just haven't found the right guy who I like to have fun with. Those truths, or this truth, it's possible I'm wrong about this, again, gives your brain a little wiggle room from that all or nothing thinking. Lie number three, I need to fix this. This really goes with, I think, every lie, because anytime you're thinking this is a problem, your brain is automatically thinking, I need to fix this. If your brain is thinking this is all or nothing, black or white, right or wrong, good or bad, then your brain is thinking, I need to fix this. I need to change it. What's happening really is that you're just needing control. You're thinking, I can fix it. I need to fix it. But really what's happening is you're trying to control the uncontrollable, right? Our brains are just trying to control things outside of us that are actually not under our control. So we spend so much time spinning in thought loops, overanalyzing, second guessing, doubting, all of those things, trying to control the uncontrollable. This might look like COVID, for instance. or the violence that's happening in our world, or even unemployment, or maybe a new job. And your brain is thinking, I need to fix this. This huge world issue, this huge world circumstance that there's violence happening, that people have COVID, there's a disease. Your brain is thinking, I need to fix it. I need to fix how other people are reacting to this. I need to fix what other people are doing. I need to fix this disease. What am I going to do about it? It could also look like you trying to control or fix a guy or relationship. Like, he's doing it wrong. This isn't what he should be doing. We should not be this way. We should be different. We should be farther along in our relationship. He shouldn't be dating other people. Whatever it might look like, your brain is thinking, this is the problem, so therefore I have to fix it. And again, when you're trying to fix and control something that's uncontrollable, it's a waste of time and energy. It could be with your boss and coworkers. It could be with friends and family, right? You might have a friend or family member who you think is just doing it wrong. You see all the pain they're going through and you're thinking, oh, if they just did it this way, then I could fix all of their problems, right? I know I think that all the time, but they're not going to listen to you. They're adults. You can't control them. You cannot, you know, take them hostage and just force them to think the way you think and do the things that you think they should do. It's not how humans and adults work. So you can let that lie go. You can't fix a friend or a family member. And then other people's opinions of me, right? I know all of us can relate to this one. We are thinking to ourselves, he doesn't like me. She didn't really agree with me on this point I had. Oh, they think that I wrote a bad post. They don't approve of my thoughts on religion. Or they think what I just posted was dumb. Or whatever. Or I don't like their opinion. And so our brains, because we're thinking that, we think automatically, well, I need to fix it. I need to fix people's opinion of me because I want them to like me. And honestly, again, it's just a waste of time because we can't control the uncontrollable, which is another person's opinion of yourself, of you. And if you try, that's ultimately what people pleasers are. They are trying to control other people's opinions of them so that they feel better about themselves. And it has nothing actually to do with pleasing the other person. And then the last one is yourself. So thinking about how you're trying to fix yourself to people please, to be perfect. I know I've struggled with perfectionism most of my life, of thinking I need to change something about my personality. I need to change something about my past, my person, my body, maybe my image, what I'm wearing, things like that. And it's ultimately when you're thinking I need to fix something, it is a lie that keeps us overthinking all the time. What is wrong with me that I can then fix? So I want to offer you this truth. I don't have to fix it. What relief there is when you realize that. In the middle of the night when you're thinking, I need to figure out how to fix all the people who are doing what I don't want them to do about COVID or about the violence in the world or my boss and coworkers. You can offer your brain the thought, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to fix it. That's not my job. All right, lie number 4. I need something to feel better about myself. Now, we all don't actually think this thought. We don't think to ourselves, oh, I need something to feel better about myself. Really, it comes up, like that's the root lie that is underlying everything that we're doing. And I'll give you an example in a couple minutes. But ultimately, what this lie is doing is it's needing validation. So I need something to feel better about myself is seeking validation that I'm worthy and I'm enough. I'm worthy and I'm enough. How it comes out is maybe you're looking every 2 minutes at your texts or emails. Maybe I was too quiet. And so you start thinking, I need someone to validate that I wasn't too quiet. I was fine. So you ask your friend, hey, did I sound too quiet in that conversation? Maybe, do you think I was too quiet on that date? You could be asking yourself the question, does he like me anymore? And when a guy ghosts you or doesn't return a text or just falls off, you know, the face of the earth, you start thinking, does he like me anymore? And you actually lose the fact that maybe you didn't even like him. You just become obsessed and overthinking about, does he like me? So you're just looking for the external validation rather than really understanding what you really want. Did I offend this person? And so again, people pleasers, you're kind of thinking, okay, I said something rude. I said something wrong. Did I offend them? Is that why they're not writing back right away? What's going on? And your brain just starts thinking, ugh, I need validation that I didn't offend them. I need validation that they still like me. I need validation that I'm okay. Look, it's easier to get external validation than to get it inside. I completely get it. As something that I had to learn myself is letting go of that external validation. It's a continuous process and getting that validation inside of myself, which is something I really help my clients do so that they can show up and be the best version of themselves when they go on dates and when they're in relationships, because then they don't come across as needy or desperate or that graspy energy. They are just allowing themselves to be who they are because they're not seeking the external validation. Now, a truth to offer you to counteract that lie is I'm going to validate and value myself. So anytime your brain starts to think all those things that I mentioned about, maybe I'm too quiet, or I'm checking my text or email or Instagram post every couple minutes, to just stop, realize that you're trying to get external validation, and tell your brain, I'm going to validate and value myself. I don't really need somebody else to do that. I don't need to know that I'm okay by somebody else, because I know that about myself. The fifth lie is it's not going to be okay. I talked about earlier about our worst case scenario and how our minds naturally go that way. It's really just looking for that certainty. It needs to know I'm going to be okay. No matter what, I'm going to be okay. That's what it's really wanting. But instead, it's believing this lie, it's not going to be okay, which is what causes your brain to overthink and obsess. It might come out and sound more like, I don't think I'll get the job. He's probably going to break up with me, and God has just forgotten me. Your brain is just thinking, I'm going to go ahead and predict that this is not going to go the way I want it to go, because I want to be certain, and I'd rather be certain that it's going to go bad than be uncertain that it might go well. So for instance, I had a client of mine who was dating a guy and it was going really well. And she came to me with, hey, in the middle of the date, I get in my head and I start thinking he's probably going to break up with me. This is how most of my relationships happen. Right about now is when they break up. So he's probably going to do it too. And she was like, I don't want to do that with this relationship because I don't want it to happen the same way. Now, as I talked with her about it, when you believe that and when your brain starts going down that path and you're overthinking and obsessing, you're not going to show up how you want to show up on the date and in the relationship. And when you are disconnected and in your head and kind of guarded, then the guy is going to feel that. He's going to pick up on that and he's going to respond. But his brain is thinking, oh, she's pulling away. She's disconnected. She's guarded. She must not like me anymore. Do you see what's happening? So it starts disintegrating before your eyes because you're thinking already that it's not going to be okay. So what I want to offer you is this truth. It's going to be okay no matter what. And I always have my own back. Because you know, no matter what happens, whether or not it's something that's a best case scenario or worst case scenario, if you remember, I always have my own back, then you're going to feel safe. You're going to feel certain and go, okay, it doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to be able to do this with no problem. I always have my own back. And if you're a spiritual person and you want to add, God always has my back, that might be something that also helps you counteract that fifth lie. So, what I want to mention to you now that you know the five lies is I want to ask you these questions. Who are you being when you're believing these lies? How are you interpreting things that happen? Like guys' behaviors, things in the world, what people are doing and not doing. What is that energy? Now, most of us, like I just gave you the example of my client Caroline, when we are doing that, when we are coming across and believing a lie that is not helpful to us, we have a negative energy. And that negative energy is giving off really a negative odor. And I think about my dog, Willie, who can pick up a negative odor from far away. And I want you to think about how other people are picking up on that same thing. That when you're believing lies and you're feeling uncertain and all those things, you're trying to fix it, you're trying to fix them, you're trying to fix the problem, and you have that energy, even talking about it, right, kind of gets you amped up, it's going to come across and it's not going to help you create the relationship, the love, or the life that you want. However, when you let go of those lies and you begin to believe a different belief system, then you have a more positive energy, which creates a more positive aroma, thinking about something that's just super lovely to be around. Knowing these five lies means you no longer have to waste time and energy on the thought treadmill, but instead show up more authentically, with more peace and confidence. And you'll get more time and energy back to spend being the amazing woman that you are, flourishing. Now, if you want to go deeper with this and actually learn how to permanently shift from these lies to beliefs that help you create the love and life you want, you can reach me at Natalie@NatalieWilsonCoaching.com or follow me at Natalie_Wilson_coaching on Instagram. And for all the listeners of this podcast, I have a free gift for you. Email me at Natalie@NatalieWilsonCoaching.com. And I'll send you my five quick tips on how to stop overthinking and obsessing. These will help you when you're in the middle of a date or at night in bed and you can't go back to sleep. Five tips to help you immediately. Just email me and I'll send them to you. Okay, ladies, that is a wrap, Flourish Friends. Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Natalie Wilson from Natalie Wilson Coaching. I hope you have a beautiful week.